Hello?
Mystic with Zach, please.
Hey. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, this is Zach. How are you?
Hi, Zach. This is Melissa Wills. I got an email from you about my house on Butler Branch Road.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Yeah, so I got your information from a website and wanted to see, you know, what's got you interested in selling.
Okay. You want to know why I'm selling?
Just general, yeah. You filled out a form, of course.
Right. So the reason I'm selling is I'm really relocating to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so I just, to be honest, I don't want to go through the whole process of dealing with a realtor and showings and all of that. And I've had some friends in other places that have done the whole, you know, they just sold their house to a company and, you know, they didn't have to deal with all the people and all of that, and that's where I'm at.
Okay. Well, what's in Georgia?
My son lives in Georgia.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Well, big jump from here to Georgia.
Yeah. I go down there quite often anyhow. And I travel a whole lot. I usually travel.
Well, if you don't mind me, do you travel for pleasure or work or?
For pleasure.
Oh.
I travel about 6 months out of the year. And so it really doesn't make sense to have a house in Virginia when I'm really not here a whole lot. And it's more cost effective to have like an apartment in Atlanta. Plus like the international airport's right there. So I just decided, it's time to move and, make life a little easier.
Okay. And have you been thinking about this for a while?
Yeah, on and off for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I traveled overseas for about 6 months last year. I came back and, had planned to do the process earlier in the year, and then I ended up having some health issues, and so it's kind of one of those things where I want to move to Georgia, but it's also better for me to move to Georgia where my son's right there in case something happens.
Pretty big house also for just I don't know if you live alone, but.
I do. I currently live alone. My husband is on assignment in Alaska right now. So, I live here by myself. So, yeah, it's a big house. It has 6.92 acres of land. So, you know, in addition to keeping up with the house, you know, I have to keep up with the yard work and stuff. So yeah, time to downsize to something where I can just kind of do what I want to do and not have to worry about everything else.
Okay.
So basically what I'm looking for is not real sure how the process goes, but I know – what I'd like to do is kind of maybe get a ballpark estimate. I know that it wouldn't be a solid estimate until, you know, somebody comes out and looks at the property or whatever, but just kind of ballparking it, see, you know, if it's something that your company is interested in, you know, purchasing the house, looking at time frames, just, you know, get some general information.
Out of curiosity, just because, you know, I'm pretty familiar with the property and I've driven by it. Who's Richard Willis?
That's my husband.
Okay. Is he still around?
He lives in Alaska.
He lives in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So y'all will be selling it together?
Yes, he is. We are both on the deed. Yep.
Okay. I mean, you have an interesting piece of property. You know, it's quite big for, you know, one person, obviously.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, why don't you want to go traditionally, just out of curiosity?
Honestly, I'm just ready to, you know, just move on from the house, get settled somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I don't want, because I travel so much, I don't want to have to worry about keeping the house up, you know, for people to come in and look at it when I'm, like, you know, out of state or out of the country. I know it needs some work. A lot of it is more like cosmetic, but I will tell you it does need a new deck. The deck is pretty worn. And because right now I'm not looking to really come away with a substantial amount of money because I'm not going to purchase a house right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's also like a... looking at it from a business standpoint, you know, when you sell a home, the more profit that you make off of it, if you don't reinvest that into a home, you have to pay taxes on it. And it's kind of one of those things. And, you know, like I said, I'm not completely against, you know, selling it through like a realtor. But I also don't want to have to pay, you know, a mortgage, and my husband is renting a home in Alaska and then paying rent on a home in Georgia as well. So I really don't want to go in the route where I'm paying for three homes, but only two of them are occupied.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And does he necessarily, you know, how's he with the situation? Is it kind of he letting you handle it?
Well, basically, I'm handling everything, but he definitely is. He's the one that actually talked me into doing, like, the broker thing, or, you know, we just sell the house and we don't sell it through an agent, because he just thinks it's, like, the quickest way and the easiest way. And you know, he said, in the long run, I think it's just going to be the best way all around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, the house obviously needs some work.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to sell it as is. What about your timeline? I mean, if you sell it, are you going to Georgia and that's it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So basically, as soon as you sell it, you're gone.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I already have movers coming on the 13th of August. So, whether it's sold by then or not, I already have a place to live that I'm signing for the first part of August, and then I have the movers coming the 13th of August. So, this is my time frame. The house doesn't necessarily have to be sold by that time, but regardless if it's sold or not, I'm moving the middle of August.
Mm-hmm. So what's more, you know, okay. So in 1 month, you're going to be in Georgia.
About 6 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, 6 weeks, 1 month, yeah. Okay.
And you said you've driven by here before?
Yeah, I'm, like I said, I'm familiar with the area, quite familiar with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tell me this. I mean, what are you hoping to get out of it? What, where are you at with it?
Well, the real estate company that we purchased the home from, they send like a ballpark estimate. I think it's like every 2 weeks or something. So I know that I think they sent one the end of last week, and it was right around $568,000. Now, I do not expect to get that from it because I do know it's older. It needs some cosmetic work. It needs a new deck. The roof is still in pretty decent condition, but I know within probably the next couple of years it probably needs a new roof. And the reason I know that is I had some flashing come off, and I had a roofer come out, and when he was here, I asked him to look at the roof, and that's been about 6 or 8 weeks ago. So I guess it's more of what are you willing to offer, and we kind of go from there. Because obviously I don't want to give you a number, and your number was higher than that, and you're like, okay, well, you'll take less. So I think it's one of those things that instead of you asking me what I want for it, you tell me what you're willing to offer, and I guess we can go from there, if that makes sense.
Just give me a second here, if you don't mind.
No, take your time, please.
I'll be honest. I mean, it's a large house, and I don't. Let me ask you this: what you bought it in 2014? Are you current on your mortgage? Okay. I mean, I wouldn't be anywhere near, the number that you suggested,
Oh,
and
no. And I don't expect that.
all right, let me ask you this. What if, numbers aside, like mortgage, like if you could just say, I'm gonna walk out of here with, this amount in your pocket, what would you say?
$85,000 to $100,000.
Yeah. So that's after, the mortgage is paid and. Okay. I'm sorry, just give me a
No,
second here.
please. No. Take your time. I am perfectly fine. I appreciate you taking the time and talking to me and everything?
Sure.
I mean, you kind of put, I'm not just kind of putting me on the spot. I didn't, because I know you said you're going to be gone in August, so mean, you're looking to get out of there, sooner rather than later.
Well, the bottom line is this. My time frames are actually flexible to the point that I have already built in, as far as budget wise, like a 90-day window where there's a possibility that I have to pay for a house in Georgia and pay for this one. So I mean, the thing is that as far as, if you're interested in purchasing the property and in closing and all of that, that does not have to be in August. That could be, that doesn't have to be within the next 45 days. That can be, a little bit later. I'm just trying to get some information in ballpark and just kind of have everything in black and white for myself, so I just kind of know my timelines are flexible, my dates are flexible. Like I said, as far as moving, I'm pretty set on when I'm gonna move, but as far as like closing on the house and stuff like that, those days are definitely flexible, if
Right.
that makes any sense. So like,
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you because you've been, very honest with me. If I were to make an offer, it would be significantly less just based off of, the comps and, just the market the way it is. The average year change is 13.76%, and I can't say that this
So,
area is necessarily appreciating on like it's supposed to.
if you were to make an offer, what would it, what would we roughly be looking at? Just like,
I mean,
I mean, do you feel
you
like it's a property that you would like to purchase?
Yes.
Okay.
If yours made sense, I don't see why not. But quite frankly, I think that I might be, too low for you. Honestly, I think it would be more comfortable if you just were to just tell me what you want for that way. One, I don't want to insult anyone, and it's got to make sense for everybody, and
Right.
we believe that all parties should, be a winner at the table.
Okay.
So, there's a,
So let me
go
ask
ahead.
you this. If you were to purchase the property, based on the things that I've kind of researched, I would not have to pay any closing costs or realtor fees or anything like that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And there wouldn't be, like, I wouldn't have to do any repairs or paint or anything
As
like
is.
that, correct? Yeah, as is. The other question is, and I've just, like, I had a friend, I've had a couple of people out of the state, different places, and they have done the same thing. One of my friends said that when she did hers like that, and hers was one of those, she was moving overseas, so she had to get the house sold like quick.
Sure.
She said basically she was told, take what you want and what you don't want, you can leave and we'll dispose of it. Do you guys do that too?
I mean, if the numbers make sense, yes.
Okay.
Mean, we're flexible on that end.
Okay, so I can tell you this much. I don't think the number that you kind of have is probably far off from what I want, or what I'm looking to get. And so, like I said, I mean, I can tell you what I'd like, and then you can say we can work, we can negotiate, or whatever. Or you can say,
Okay.
yeah, I can get close to that. So this is on the very high end, and I don't expect this much, but I think it's a good starting place. 450.
I'll be completely honest with you, Melissa. You know, I'm glad that I didn't speak first.
So how much were you willing to offer?
Well, I tell you, Melissa, you know, this is a unique property. It's relatively large. I'm not even in the 400s, to be honest. So,
Okay, and
and I'm
then
not
where are
trying
you
to
looking at?
negotiate. I'm not trying to negotiate. I'm just being very honest
Oh
with
no, I
you.
totally understand. So what are you willing to offer?
Well, I'm not offering anything, but if I were to buy a property like this, it would, you know, I would have to be somewhere around 300,000, and I know that's not going to work, and I get it.
Absolutely not, because I'm not going to take less than what I paid for it.
Of course.
Yeah.
And well, I don't even know how much you paid for it, but
We paid in 2014, we paid $315,000 for it. Yeah. So I'm absolutely not going to take less than what I paid for it. So. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
let me ask you this. Is what you paid for, would you even consider something like that? Here's where I'm at is, you know, this is a large house, like I said, and it's going to need product for, you know, for it to really full potential value. It's just a large property. I think you can
Yes.
understand that.
Oh, absolutely. The deciding factor, to be honest, would be my husband. So, I mean, I would have to run it by him. Me personally, I would probably consider it. I don't know. I mean, he and I have talked about stuff. I think it's more of at this point, because of the unique situation I'm in, where I'm having some health issues and I really need to be near someone. It's more of a getting a house sold and getting me moved and just trying to, you know, just not dealing with the stress of having the house. But so would that be, if you were to buy the house and let's say you offered 315, would that actually be, I mean, I know with taxes and all of that, so, but that would actually be what you would actually hand over to us for the house.
Minus the mortgage on whatever that, you know, that
Right,
maybe.
right, right. No, yes, I totally understand it. And I think the balance of the mortgage is like maybe 230. So yeah, so it would be minus the mortgage. So it would be like 315 minus the mortgage, and then whatever's left over from the once the mortgage is paid is what would be our profit, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So, I mean, why don't you do this? Are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay. How about you talk to your husband?
Okay.
And if we can make something work, maybe.
Okay.
And let's just kind of maybe start from there.
That sounds like a plan. So, I will talk to him and get back to you 3:30. Is it work? It might be sometime tomorrow.
Okay. And
But
where is he at with
definitely.
it? Where is he at with things? I mean, is this something that I, really need to consider? Because, I'm not
Oh
sure.
no, he definitely is. Honestly, he's more motivated to sell than I am. But we are in agreement that we want to sell. So this is definitely, like I said, we're gonna sell the house one way or another. So it's just a matter of me talking to him and see like, what he wants to do and if this is, an offer that he's willing to consider. So as far as timelines go, how does that work?
We can be flexible.
Okay.
I think probably the best thing to do is chat with him. And I'd
Okay.
be more than happy to have a conversation with them
Okay.
if that's wooden, I don't mind. And we just kind of walk it through kind of like that. And we can cross the T's and dot the I's as along the process.
Okay. I think that sounds like a really good idea.
Okay. What time should I get a call tomorrow? Unless you call me
So I'll
first.
it doesn't matter. I'm flexible. I'm home all day. I know that you probably have meetings and calls and stuff that you have to be on. So I will talk to him tonight. So anytime maybe after 9 o'clock tomorrow morning will be fine with me.
Okay, I'll plan on calling you at 11 unless you call me first.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thanks, Melissa.
All right.
I really
Thank
appreciate the
you.
conversation and let's see if we can work something out.
That sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.